GlobalCast MD, along with Cincinnati Children's Hospital, sharing knowledge to improve child health around the globe.
Hello, pediatric surgery family. I'm Cecilia Higena, a research fellow from Cincinnati Children's Hospital Medical Center. Our 11th annual update course in pediatric surgery was held this past August. In this session, the surgeons discuss in roundtable fashion who can go home from the OR on the same day of the procedure.
Today, we are talking about uncomplicated buttock abscess in IND.
All right, two-year-old buttock abscess, fevers before otherwise normal vital signs. You take to the OR and do an IND. Doing them in the ER, or is the ER physicians or suture techs who's doing them?
The surgery fellow, surgery resident, we're doing in the ED. We don't take to the OR.
ED, so are any of you guys using ketamine or other sedation? I'm just curious.
Yes, the ED can provide some sedation. Yeah.
So let's go ahead and pull the poll up, see what people do.
Most surgeons would either send the patients home from the floor the same day or the following day. But what drives the surgeons to keep them overnight? Is it the need for continued antibiotics?
It depends on the circumstance of the antibiotics. If there's extensive cellulitis and induration, then I would keep them in the hospital with IV antibiotics. If you think you have adequate source control, then they can go home. So I don't think this is a one-size-fits-all.
Could this be treated solely with antibiotics and not surgical drainage?
There was another category, but this is a small minority. I'm wondering if people treat this with antibiotic in less than 1 year old. That's what the colorectal surgeons are teaching us.
Series of the kids less than one, and that these will resolve if you just intermittently treat them with antibiotics and won't require a surgical procedure, and that if you actually operate on them, you make them more likely to then have a fistula that develops.
So this could be a game-changing question he just asked.
There are some surgeons who suggest that children age 1 or 2 years of age could be treated with antibiotics and discharged home.
Let's talk about our data here.
This is a retrospective review of 3 month to 4 year olds who had same day discharge. They go home quickly, and then the failure rate was 2.3% at 30 days, and that's pretty much on par with historical data. And then the only thing that correlated with failure was a higher white blood cell count.
So most patients who have an IND were sent home on the same day without a high rate of recurrence. The next study looks specifically at sending kids home without additional antibiotics.
And only one treatment failure out of 92 patients. So I think you should feel pretty confident sending them home from the PACU with that. And again, this excluding those with concern for spreading cellulitis.
Pediatric surgeons from around the globe discussed the safety and incidence of same-day discharge for uncomplicated buttock abscess and IND.
Nearly a third to half of surgeons are already sending their patients home on the same day. Setting expectations with the family prior to the procedure has helped with acceptance of same-day discharges. And there are very few patients who come back within 24 hours of procedure.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Stay Current MD YouTube channel. Follow our social media channels and download the Stay Current MD app for tons of content in pediatric surgery. GlobalCast MD, along with Cincinnati Children's Hospital, sharing knowledge to improve child health around the globe.